Going into the season, I felt like Justin Houston was on his way to becoming one of the best pass rushers in the AFC.
You could see it, especially in flashes the last few years, of that explosion, relentless pass rush.
He's sacked back at the 33-yard line. Houston gets his second of the day.
We'd seen glimpses of the ability to get to the quarterback, but when Bob Sutton came in as the defensive coordinator, you knew that they wanted to really elevate their pass rush.
With some experience under his belt, he felt like Justin Houston was going to have a breakout 2013.
Back to throw, Gabbert. In trouble, sack! The Chiefs sack him at the 13-yard line. Justin Houston.
They release the tight end, Gabbert. In trouble, sack!
Down he goes for the fourth time in this game. Justin Houston's got his second sack.
I think that first game against Jacksonville, you know, he was just unblockable. It was just this combination of size and strength.
Snap back to Gabbert. In trouble, another sack!
Oh, man.
Gabbert has no chance. Justin Houston gets his third sack of the game.
The moment where you realized that Justin Houston was this wow player, this unstoppable force on the defense, was against Philadelphia.
I love this, man. It's a dream, man. It's a dream. You live for this moment. You live for this moment. I love this, man.
That Thursday night game against Philadelphia when Houston had 4.5 sacks, you realize, okay, he's going to have a special season. This guy is clearly going to be a Pro Bowler and can't be blocked.
Vic in the 2-minute drill is engulfed and eaten alive by Justin Houston. Oh. He had nowhere to go. Justin Houston's got his second sack. And now a fumbled snap. A fumbled snap at midfield. Justin Houston has recovered a bad snap.
The storyline going into the Philadelphia game was Chip Kelly's amazing. They're going to wear defenses out. And that's not what happened. Justin Houston was in the backfield, dominating offensive linemen.
Mike Vick is a guy that's as elusive as any quarterback out there. And not only was he able to track him down and get the sacks, but he was also able to keep him from making plays with his legs, just evading and getting outside on him. That's a rare talent that you can play it safe and know that we're going to keep the guy pinned in against the run, but also go beyond that and actually sack the quarterback on top of it.
Justin Houston is kicking his feet on the ground. He has not moved. Medical staff tending to him right now.
Tom Bahali already seriously injured, and now Justin Houston in depth being tested at outside linebacker, but you're losing two of the premier players in the National Football League.
I don't think it's an exaggeration at all to say that that changed the season.
When a guy like Justin Houston goes down to injury, you know, a team can become left-handed.
You can't put it all on Justin, but the fact is when he went down in that San Diego game, the Chargers had 3 points in 28 minutes, and then they scored 38 points in 32 minutes.
The reality of the NFL is the special players create mismatches. They force double teams. Justin Houston's a guy who forces double teams. When that goes away, there's an extra player that you can assign someplace else to handle somebody else on the defense.
Look, that was a freak accident, freak injury with his elbow. He's got to be able to rehab and get that elbow back to 100% because it's such an important part of the pass rush, using your hands, using your arms, getting that extension to keep those offensive linemen off of you and getting engaged. So getting healthy in the offseason is number one.
I don't think he has any weaknesses, really. You know, I think he's very quick off the ball. I think he's strong. I think he's developed some pass rush moves that he feels comfortable with. I think he's more valuable as a pass rusher, but I think there's also a value in using him in different ways so the offense doesn't know exactly what's coming.
I think he just needs to continue to look to make sure that he's got more weapons in his bag of tricks and how to beat people. And then Bob Sutton needs to continue to create opportunities for him to maximize those tools.